The title of the message today is God's visitation. Do we want God to visit us? How many of us want God to visit us? I want God to visit me. God shall visit us in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. There's something about God. God is present everywhere. Okay? So when we say God's visitation, you can get confused with that saying God is everywhere and you also say God's visitation. The difference between God's presence and God's visitation is very clear. God is present everywhere. God is here, is there, is everywhere as I'm talking right now. But when we're talking about God's visitation, God touches you, your own. God comes to you. God answers the prayer you are praying about. God does something for you. And when it is every day, we don't call it visitation. But when it's visitation, it's once in a while. When God visits you that is not on a routine basis, it's what we're talking about, visitation. God visited Abraham. God visited Anna. God visited Mary. Elizabeth. When God visits, it brings something unique. And that is what I pray that it will happen in our lives. It will happen in your life. It will happen in my life. That God will visit you. When God visits you, it leaves an impact that you don't forget. These people, you've mentioned their names. Mary, Elizabeth, Anna, Abraham. I mean, we are still reading about them today. The impact of that visit never left the scene. It remains and abides. And so it becomes a long-time testimony, unending testimony. This is what I pray that it will happen for you. It will happen for me. That we are going to have lasting testimony that will be passed down in history. People will still be reading about it and they will get blessed in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, verse 68, we read about how God visited Zechariah. Zechariah was sacrificing in the temple. He was offering a sacrifice in the temple. God visited him. He had an encounter with God's angel. And God told him that your wife will be pregnant and give birth. Even though the wife has been barren for a long time. God visited Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 18. Okay? And God said to Abraham that your wife Sarah is going to conceive and bear a child. Even that woman was even laughing to herself that how come would that happen again? After old age, having been an old age woman, yet God still made it happen because the visitation of God leaves a residue. It leaves a residual. It leaves something behind. It leaves something that is lasting, that is concrete and that abides. Amen? I mean, you know the fruit of that blessing, visitation is Isaac, right? Isaac gave birth to Jacob, and Jacob called Israel. He gave back to a descendant that gave back to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our Lord. So the testimony remains, even up to today. Amen. And we know that Angel Gabriel also visited Mary and said, blessed are you among all women, for you shall give birth to a Christ. For you shall give birth to the Christ. Visitation. Amen. Genesis chapter 18. God visited Sodom and Gomorrah. Actually, I want us to read that place. We're talking about visitation. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18, verse 20 to 21. Let's read together. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it, that it has come to me. And if not, I will know. You understand? Who was talking here? What did he say? He said, I will go there myself and go check it out. God visited Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, I am going to check it. He said, he's been hearing some outcry. What kind of outcry has God been hearing? God has been hearing about people that were abused, people that were in pain, people that they have robbed them of their benefits, a lot of atrocity, people that have been praying in agony under the oppression of other people. And the Lord's ear have been full that he's been hearing so much complaint. God said, I will go there and check it out myself. We're talking about visitation. So when we're talking about visitation, it can be positive, it can be negative. You know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? When God visited them, they became history. They were burned completely with fire, burned to ashes. Sodom and Gomorrah, today you cannot find it in the map. It does not exist anymore because God destroyed it after the visitation. And we have talked about Abraham, that when God visited Abraham, he remained a lasting impact, that people of the earth were still blessed under that visitation. Okay? Amen. Sometimes things remain the same, but it does not mean a time of visitation will not come. Okay? And this is what I want to use to encourage you to the people of the Lord. Your circumstances is not going through deaf ears when you are praying about them. Your circumstances are not forgotten. God has not forgotten you. It may seem as if your prayers are not answered. It may seem as if people have forgotten you. It may seem as if Olore Titan, Olore Titan. They are still helpers of destiny. There are still things that can happen supernaturally. That God that we read about him in the scripture, that he did signs and wonders. It's still the same God we are serving, you know? And he can do signs and wonders for you. The Lord shall visit you in the name of Jesus. When I want you to go home with a deliverance today, that the destiny of your child is going to be transformed positively as a result of the visitation, the encounter you are going to have today. The Lord shall visit you. The Lord shall touch you. The Lord shall deliver you. The Lord shall help you. The Lord shall answer your prayer. The Lord shall open doors for you. The Lord shall perform his miracle. There will be breakthrough. Bondages will be broken in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen.